This morning's reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Sunday morning service. I'm James, a member of the church here, and I'm here to share with you an illustration from the farm, and it's the harvest of the maize crop. Some of you maybe saw that in previous videos. As you'll see in the video, the maize plants are being harvested for cattle feed for the coming winter. It made me wonder about the secular world's view of life and death, and whether it has affected mine or other Christians' view of it. The prevailing view is of scientific materialism. Ironically, it's one that, taken out of context, echoes Genesis 3 verse 19, as God said to Adam after he sinned, "Till you return to the ground from which you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." This materialistic view is that you are just that, material, a collection of atoms that at death is recycled into the air, other plants or animals. If we take this field and the plants that were in it, that is true. Each plant was unique, but now they are a uniform mix of feedstuff. I wonder what you think. If you're watching this, you're either in a church community or have a curiosity or association with or about Christianity. Is it for you a lifestyle choice? A comfort blanket from the pain in the world? Or is Jesus alive, and is it reality? A hope, not for this life only, but for eternity as well. That there is judgment to come, both good and bad. We are accountable, and it matters. The Bible is repeatedly clear about what it teaches. Some of the people of Jesus' time on earth, though they claimed to believe the Old Testament, they had a materialistic view. They challenged Jesus to show why he believed that there was more than this life. He pointed out that when God spoke to Moses, centuries after the death of Abraham and Isaac, he said to him, "I am the God of Abraham and Isaac," not "was their God." Job, who most will know, experienced great physical and mental anguish, said, "Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh shall I see God for myself." David said the following, "My days are disappearing like smoke, my body burns like glowing coals, my strength has dried up like grass, I even forget to eat my food. I groan out aloud because of my suffering. I'm nothing but skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl. I'm like an owl among the destroyed buildings. I can't sleep. I've become like a bird alone on a roof. Let this be written down for those born after us. Then people who are not yet born can praise the Lord. Here is what should be written. The Lord looked down from his temple in heaven. From heaven he viewed the earth. He heard the groans of the prisoners. He set free those who were sentenced to death. So people will talk about him in Zion. They will praise him in Jerusalem. Nations and kingdoms will gather there to worship the Lord. When I was still young, he took away my strength. He wasn't going to let me live much longer. So I said, my God, don't let me die in the middle of my life. You will live for all time to come. In the beginning you made the earth secure. You placed it on its foundations. Your hands created the heavens. They will pass away, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a piece of clothing. You will make them like clothes that are taken off and thrown away. But you remain the same. Your years never end. Our children will live with you. Their sons and daughters will be safe in your care. Jesus answered Job and David's pain and countless others before and since. Jesus says in Luke 12 verse 6, are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? Not one is forgotten before God. The very hairs of your head are numbered. Do not fear, you are more valuable than many sparrows. In John 14 he tells of going to prepare a dwelling place and to bring us there. What about death and final judgment and resurrection? Daniel the prophet and John in his revelation have visions of eternity. Daniel says, thrones were set in place. The eternal God took his seat. His clothes were as white as snow. The hair on his head was white like wool. His throne was blazing with fire, and flames were around its wheels. A river of fire was flowing. It was coming from the front of God. Thousands and thousands of angels served him. Millions of them stood in front of him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. In my vision, I saw one who looked like a son of man. He was coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the eternal God. He was led right up to him, and he was given authority, glory, and a kingdom. People of the nations, no matter what language they spoke, worshipped him. His authority will last forever. It will not pass away. His kingdom will never be destroyed. And then John, I saw a great white throne, and I saw God sitting on it. When the earth and the sky saw his face, they ran away. There was no place for them. I saw the dead, great and small, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead were judged by what they had done. The things they had done were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it. Death and hell gave up their dead. Each person was judged by what they had done. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Job's desire for eternal record and justice is answered. Before the computer age, it seemed that other than a book, a record could not be kept. You would find nothing of my life if you took a computer and opened it up with a screwdriver or any other mechanical device, or broke it or smashed it on the floor, to look for any record of my life in the bits of hard objects there. However, if you could attach that computer, plugged it in and powered it up and connected to the internet, you could discover lots and lots of information about me, and you could see and read it on a screen in front of you. How much more should God be capable of recording your life, genetic code, and the events of it, and crucially, whether you love and trust Jesus for salvation now and forever? The scripture Judith read speaks directly to our time, of fear of death or of causing death to others. It reminds us that Jesus speaks on our behalf, having been here and lived a human life. He did not trivialize death or prevent it, or pretend it did not matter. See him weeping at the grave of Lazarus, or in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. But in his death and resurrection, he broke its power over us. Let us go forward in this new week with a renewed trust and hope in Him. And when we take communion, remember again what He did for us and give thanks and celebrate. Amen.